Okay, it was good to get finished up today. We had a lot of the alumni out here. Got a chance to introduce them to the team. We also had all of our Viking staff members here and watching practice today, so it was good for them. And we finished up on a good note. Excited about where this team has the opportunity to go, and we're looking forward to get back in about 5 weeks.
Mike, how do you assess the off-season program now that it's done?
Good. We pretty much stayed healthy, which was good. I think the guys did a nice job in taking care of each other and understanding how we're playing. And we got a lot of situational work in. We got a lot of areas where we wanted to look at things, both offensively and defensively and special teams. So I think all those things were good. And then, we'll evaluate it this summer, and kind of the ones that we like, we'll keep going, and we'll throw the other ones out.
To the team here, as you said tomorrow.
Just pretty much the same thing. I always, tell them this time of year, keep working. We make sure they come back in not just jogging shape, but in shape to plant and drive and break and get in and out of stances and things like that. Make sure the good citizens take care of each other. Typical goodbye speech.
Given where you left off last season and the pieces that were added to this team, is there any extra edge or sort of urgency that you're sensing, knowing how close we are to getting to that Super Bowl?
I don't know. It's still early, and we can't start at 13-3. We have to start at 0-0, and we obviously have a tough schedule. We play on both coasts. We play on Thursday night in LA. There's a lot of things that we're going to have to overcome. We're going to have to be a good football team in order to do what we want to do. I was pleased with him. I thought he did a nice job. It's still a learning experience for him, but I thought the way he handled himself, the way he tried to learn and listen and all those things, I thought it was good.
Since you got here, you've done kind of these alumni barbecues, had an open door policy with some of the former players or all the former players. Is that something that's happened at teams you've been at before, or is that something that you wanted to do here?
Not really. I just think it's important that a lot of these guys have pretty good lives and pretty good careers because of those guys there. If those guys wouldn't have done the things they did, then these guys wouldn't have the opportunities that they had. Have all these alumni, heck, they had to have jobs in the summer. They had so I think it's important that we honor the guys that came before us, not only in with the Vikings, but with the entire NFL.
What's that kind of special relationship you have with Coach Burns and having been one of a few head coach, only nine ever in our history?
Well, I think Coach Burns and I have the same language most of the time. And, it's just really all the coaches that have come before me. When I see them, I always tell them, you're more than welcome. Come out here and come to practice and come look at the new facility. And, same thing with the alumni. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have this job either. So, but Coach Burns is really a special, special guy. I've gotten to know him and Coach Grant really well. And, it's good for me to sit down and, talk a little bit about football and a little bit about life.
You can use Anthony Barr a little bit more. We see him working with some of the D-line stuff.
Yeah, well, we're trying to get him, where he's more comfortable rushing against linemen. So, it's just that was part of our plan in the spring.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
July.
Appreciate it. Thank you. See you.